Blog Talk Radio.
Tina, fourth season of the show.
Last season
for you was rough because you found out that your husband had been cheating on you, which is really, really a difficult thing to deal with.
Yes, indeed.
And you did make a decision. We're going to keep the cameras running, rolling. You could have said no, and if it were me, I don't know if I'd been able to make that decision. Why did you do that?
You know, first of all, I didn't know my situation was as severe as it was.
Yeah.
I had made a decision before we started the show that I was going to forgive him. And I figured, you know, I let everybody see all the rest of my life. Maybe while I'm healing, somebody else can heal. I didn't realize that I was going to have to go all the way down to the bottom of the pit before I came up and that was going to happen. So I was really embarrassed when it happened that way. But, you know, we made it through it. And so those who think they can't make it through the worst of scenarios, they watched me. So now they have hope because my situation is hopeful. And it was hell before.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad that I did it.
And the hell played out during the season. The depression that you went through. How did you pull yourself out of that?
My faith. Hands down, my faith. I was so crazy. I did crazy
like
so
well.
Like, what's
crazy?
I don't even know if we should say it because we're on TV. I was very criminal. I was not happy, and I was like, I'm going to get the whole world back.
I'll give you one example, but it was a bad day, and I came over, and it would just be like, crash, crash, boom, boom. And then I'd just go and sweep up glass, and then I would stand back and go, you'll be okay. Crash, crash. And then I was like, hey, Teddy. You should leave. You should leave now.
It
was a hard process, but I think because of love and family, even when she would have her dark days, we just kind of stuck by her.
Yeah. I destroyed a lot of stuff, and I wanted to destroy a lot of people. God just wouldn't have it that way. And, I wanted to, and I tried to. It just didn't work. And I'm grateful. You know, I'd have been behind bars, and my kids would have, you know, it would have been terrible. And I realized when I could not get everybody back or undo this, I was like, I'm going to live. And living is not practicing dying, being angry at the whole world.
Absolutely.
I'm going to accept this. I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to be better. And fortunately, or my truth was, I loved my husband. I was like, this man screwed up royally, but I believe he's better than what he did. And he's been proving to me every day that he is. And
so you I'm renewed
okay
your vows.
It.
So
we
he came
renewed
through the,
came
our
through the
vows,
other end.
Yep. You chose forgiveness.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about what would you do? What would you do if your spouse or your significant other had an affair, and during that affair, it produced a baby? That's what I was going to say. The clip that I just played, that was Tina Campbell from Mary Mary. And if anybody listening watched the reality TV show, she found out that her husband was cheating with a young lady that worked for her and had access to her kids, her house, and everything else that was going on. And I wanted to play that. I'm going to tell you why I played that clip, because I know last night we went live. And a lot of people got on and was like, I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I can't stay. I want a divorce. I'm breaking up with him. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. But then when you have a public figure that is sharing her emotions on what happened when she found out that her husband was cheating. Now, it didn't go through the whole thing, so I don't know if a baby was produced or anything. But I'm thinking the cheating, okay. Produce a baby, not okay. And that creates a bigger problem than anybody could imagine. What do you think, Ayanna?
Well, see, that's my thing, right? So I didn't know if a baby was produced or that. I did watch the show. And I think that her staying with him, I don't think that there was anything wrong with her staying. However, I do think that a lot of times what people do is they will stay knowing that they still hurt, knowing that they're still angry, and then that's when you're doing stuff like breaking glasses. I know one episode they showed his...
It's going to be some tables and stuff tore up. It's going to be some broken furniture and stuff going on.
He had a vintage Mustang that she demolished. I don't know, with a baseball bat or a golf club or what. But my thing is you really should have took some time out to deal with you, because that's not healthy to be that angry and to be in that situation, because you can't forgive somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you really can forgive somebody. But then to produce a child, like, I'm just honest. If a child comes of it, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Cause that's,
I'm out. Cause I have to forgive
that's
you.
Tough.
And then I have to forgive this woman, because I'm definitely not about to be with no man that's not taking care of his child. Like, that's not about to happen. Like, no, no. That's not going to happen. So it's just too many factors. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I don't know. I can't do it. That's what's going on with, I don't know the validity of it because it's reality TV, Rashida on Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? On Love and Hip Hop.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Is that he got, so he found out the baby is his, and you
is
know,
his.
And then like now what? Now you see him every day,
and you
got
to
yeah.
sit with him and entertain and explain to your own kids that you have by the same school that
right,
and why yeah. these kids are, this baby here is younger than y'all. Me and your daddy's still married.
That
opens up a whole nother realm of things when you're dealing with teenagers, because okay, so daddy had another baby and mama is cool with it, even though she's not. But I'm just saying, if somebody did say, I mean, she's opening up, I think she's gonna go back. You know, in my opinion, I think from looking at it, I think she's gonna go back.
Yeah.
So because where she was fighting mad and you got to leave out, now it was, he's an amazing dad and I don't want to take this away. So by the end of the show, I mean the end of the season, he'll probably be back at home and she'll be there, show her holding the baby.
Yeah.
That's just my take.
It's like forgiving you is one thing, but then being accepting to this child and this woman that's going to be in our life, because like there's going to be a birthday party. You know,
we're not going to be friends.
One-year-old birthday party and be there, you know, she there. And no, because that's a constant reminder of what you did. I really couldn't. It'd be hard, man.
It's real. It will be really, 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 really hard. So, we got some callers already calling in. So, let me grab the first caller that called in. Caller with the last four of 7671.
That's
good
me.
Evening, caller.
That's me. Hi.
That's who? Hello?
This Chastity. This Chastity, can you hear me?
Hi, Chastity. All I heard was that.
Hi.
How you doing? You're on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. How have you been?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm good.
You were on our live last night.
I was. Yeah.
And... yeah, tell us a little bit about what you know about this here situation.
Well, I am personally, I have had a divorce, but it was not with this situation. My mom and my dad both had a child on each other.
While
now,
they were married?
They was common law married. They had been together for a while, but this was like in 88. One child was born in 87 and the other one was born in 88. My dad got the woman pregnant first, and this was, he had already had a child with her prior. My oldest sibling is by her. He went back, yes. He went back, and actually they were 10 years apart. Actually, he went back 10 years. But
wow.
He went back, and see, my mom was pregnant right after that, but he did not know that the child was not his. He did not know my mom was pregnant by somebody else.
Oh,
but he found out for sure when she was five, but he had a suspicion. He didn't know for sure.
So
I think my mom found out about my brother.
And how did your dad find out?
Well, let me tell you this. Okay.
Tell me.
Now, my sister had to have brain surgery when she was 18 months. And
okay.
They had to do some kind of testing on the parents. So something came back to where he did not match something. So he told my mom then, he said, I will take care of her, but I know, you know, she's not mine. But make a long story short, when they finally broke up, my mom tried to put him on child support for both of us. And he requested a DNA test, and then he found out for sure.
And then he found out for sure.
Yes, he found. But my mom, of course, my mom finally knew about his son because he had a son that was born 2 months before my sister was born.
So after all this, did they stay together? Was it animosity
they stayed together.
In the household? Were they?
Yes, it was animosity. They fought. Yeah, they fought. Physically fought. It was animosity. We seen all kinds of stuff. The woman wouldn't let us come see my brother. It was all kind of stuff. We couldn't see my brother. We couldn't see my older sister. They couldn't be around. We couldn't be around them. She didn't want us at her house. It was all kind of foolishness.
See, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that it's not the – you say I forgive you, right? But you think – like, you still angry, though. Like, even though you forgive somebody, you still angry, you still mad. So that's where all of that animosity come from, all of that negativity, because you still really mad. Even though you like, I forgive you, and we just going to move on, we going to figure this out. Nah, you
yeah,
mad.
It's not
like,
that easy.
Mad.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, they were mad at each other, though, because both of them did it. So she was mad with him. He was mad with her. They both did it to each other.
Right. Yeah, agree. But it's just like, imagine how it's like both people would have just walked away from the situation. You wouldn't have seen all of the fighting. And the
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, because, see, I was old enough. Absolutely. I'm old enough to remember the foolishness. I was old enough to remember what happened. And, see, they don't. That my parents still don't get that to this day. I remember how they fought and how they argued and how the mom didn't want us over there. And then when we did go, she was nasty to me. She was even nasty to me. And I wasn't even, I wasn't even.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I want to chime in so bad, but I'm going to let you finish talking.
Yeah, she was nasty to me. And I wasn't even, I was there, during the time my mom and dad was together. My sister was the one that came in the middle. But she was mad with me. She was even pissed with me. She would treat me bad. And so my dad finally told her, I want my kids to know each other, but I'm not going to keep putting them in this situation. So, something got to give. So he stopped taking us down there. We just stopped going. And guess what? Now me and my siblings, we know each other. We friends on Facebook, but we don't really talk like that. We don't really talk like
and
that.
See, I think that is the bad part. But okay, so your dad took y'all over there. Did your mama know that your daddy was taking y'all over that woman's house?
Yeah, she knew. My mom knew, but guess what? My mom had her own guilt because guess what? My sister was not his, so that's the thing. The guilt was there. So she really couldn't say anything. Yeah, she knew.
What could she say?
Because Renita, he was taking care of a child that was not his. My sister was not his, but guess what?
Okay.
He took care of her just like he took care of me. Just the same. Nobody would have known if they would have seen us. He took care of her the same way.
And he, and like Ayana said last night, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, this was acceptable because I know you chimed in and said your mom worked, this, that, and the other. That wasn't the case, but
she did.
The statistics, she's probably one of 1,000 that actually that contributed to her own well-being. But I say that. Most of the time back then, men were taking care of the bulk of the household, so a lot of women just accepted whatever.
And guess what? He was taking care of the bulk of the household. She wasn't really paying no bills. She worked, but he took care of the bulk of the household, so you're right.
See, and that's the thing that gets me why I feel like it was a little bit more, I don't want to use the word acceptable, but it was more tolerated because women were
you're
even
right.
different than today. Like today, women, I'm like, I'm not going to front. It's my attitude. Yo, you got to go. Like, I get my own crib. I don't need this in my life. But having that attitude, I think, is probably why situations like this happen. And then it's like, oh, we ain't together no more. So whatever, it's good. We out. Cool. You know what I'm saying? So the family structure was different back then than it is today.
Right.
So, yeah, but nah.
But you know what else, too, you guys? It was an age difference as well. He was 10 years older than my mom. Guess what? The reason why I called in is because I did want to talk about this period because I'm trying to break some generational curses in my own life.
We talked about generational curses. We might have to bring that back this summer.
Yes, and see, I married someone that was 11 years older than me, and guess what? Now we're divorced. because of some generational curses that was accepted in my own marriage. So that's the reason why I called in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called in and shared your story, because I'm sure a lot of people, like even with our post last night after we hung up, I got text messages today, even on my post that I just put up there, people are like, I'm out of here. I'm divorcing them. I'm doing this. But there are certain circumstances where I won't say that they allow it, that, you know,
right,
what I'm saying, they're forgiving. And,
right,
you know, do you fault the child? Because it's not the child's fault that the parents
fault
the child. It's not the child's fault. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say what you would or wouldn't do if you were never in that situation.
Right.
And didn't have that understanding or whatever, because you never know what situation. Like your mom and your dad, they both did this to each other.
Right.
I'm sure that there was an argument or something that went on during the time where, okay, we're going to break up. And then your dad was here, even though he fell backwards. Your mom met somebody. And then, look, I miss you. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get back together. But the damage has already been done.
Right.
And now
they bought a house after that. They bought a house together after this fact.
Or do you say, look, during this time when we were going through this and I needed somebody else to talk to, I mean, there's an excuse, and nobody is perfect. There's an excuse for everything. But when when you're married, you should be able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out of your household, but that's just, we're human. That's shit people do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what they do. We watch it all day on Maury.
Right.
I know Maury's doing that. Like, but that's the thing, though, is, I don't think if a woman walks away or if a man walks away, I don't think that they're wrong. I actually have.
Me either.
No, I don't think they either.
I have a greater aspect of respect because you're not walking, and I guess I'm saying it from my perspective, I'm not walking away because I don't love you. I'm walking away because I do love you and I can't deal with this situation.
Right.
I'm walking away because I love you, but I love myself more than I love you.
Right.
That would be me walking away. I love you. But I love me too. And in Tina's case, on Tina Campbell, I'm like, she had to do, like she said, I had to deal with the embarrassment. I had to deal with the hurt, the humiliation. On both ends, because this wasn't some random chick. This was somebody that I trusted with my kids. This was like my kids' godmother. I trusted you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was my situation. That's why I got a divorce, because my husband had an affair with somebody in my family. Right. So
girl,
I get hers, too.
I get hers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Draw drop, mama. Y'all didn't hear it, but it dropped.
I just hit the floor, Chastity. Well,
my auntie, actually, it was my aunt, my mom's sister is who he had an affair with. Yes.
Oh,
so,
my head. Y'all hear me beat my head up. Did you spaz out? Did you spaz out like Tina?
Of course I did.
Did she spaz out?
Of course. I went worse than Tina. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back. Never mind.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yep,
honey.
A lot of folks last night on live was like, "Nope, I'm out. I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna stay." And the funny thing is that you asked me last night on live if it was the reverse. As a woman, if I was to be in a committed relationship and I got pregnant and it wasn't him, I wouldn't expect him to stay. I really, really wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Right.
And
under no circumstances. Under no circumstances would you expect for him to stay. Because there are so many scenarios to this, Ayanna. There's so many scenarios. You hear about it all the time. People go to marriage counseling because, I mean, women, we are real very, very emotional. We wear our heart on our sleeves. And if we feel like we're not getting everything that we need, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let nobody whisper. That's why it's so very important to stay away from those that are coming towards you with the, oh, you look good, you know what I'm saying, can I buy you dinner? Because temptation is,
No, I agree.
And we're human. and you make a mistake.
You
but
accept it, though. You still got to accept
right.
that person's decision.
You have to accept it.
Because if it's a woman, it's even to that point. Now, this child is with me all the time. You see, even with if it's a guy, he's not going to have a child all the time, right? But now this baby is waking up in the middle of the night. I'm getting up going to take care of the baby. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you, as a man, you're probably going to feel neglected because I'm spending time with this baby, like for real. And this baby's not yours. Like, dude, put your clothes on and walk out the door. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
So a guy hit me, I hit up on the thing, and he was like, I'll help take care of kids that were before me, but not during me or after me. And I said, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was serious. He was like, if I walk into it and you got 3-4 kids or whatever and I'm digging you, I'm digging the kids, it's a package deal. But I got clipped. And if I'm not, I'm not getting ready to, if we together and I'm accepting you and your kids and you go out and get pregnant by somebody else, I can't accept that. That's what he said.
I respect that. Yeah.
That's what he said.
I don't know. I'm just like, I wouldn't be mad if you left. I can't be angry. Like, I respect Tina Campbell for staying. I respect the fact that not only did you stayed in front of, like, the public eye. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The public
so she's
eye.
Dealing, she like, she yeah. had to really. That's
yeah.
That's
And some woman walked up to me like, girl, you ought to have left him if I was you. There's no way I would say. And then they had kids together, you know what I'm saying? So she got a whole family unit and all of this. So that's different. But I always think, to your point, the age of the children that's in the house, you have to look at that. Because you can't have no 15, 16-year-old daughter and or son, for that matter, and this is what happens in your household. And then it's like, oh, well, mama stayed with daddy, and he cheated and brought another baby in the house. Now, am I supposed to ask my 16-year-old to watch this child? Like, how she going to feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, how that's going to work out?
Yeah, no,
so,
I don't know. But we got some more callers. So, Jesse, I want you to continue to listen. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us tonight.
No
but
problem.
Honey. It happens. It happens.
It does.
It definitely happens. It happens every day, more than what we could possibly imagine. This is something that happens. We have a new commercial to play. Let's play this commercial, and then I want to take another caller.
Be bold. Be fierce. Be cute. Be you. At Cute Bumsy, the clothing line for the confident woman. Cute Bumsy's Curvy Cute line carries sizes from 12 to 26. You can view their fabulous fashions anytime at www.cutebumsy.com. At Cute Bumsy, they have all the reasons to keep you cute.
All right, Cute Bumsy's, check them out. Check them out, Cute
right.
Bumsy's. They're on Facebook, and check out their website. Ayana, Chastity said her mom and her dad did this to each other.
But again, it's during that time window where
this was acceptable.
And I want to say this, but I have to put this statement in front of it. I'm not saying that men don't do that today, but this is back when men were actually taking care of their families, right? So I'm not saying that men don't do it today. But this is back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, when men were literally providers for the household. So when things like this happened, some women were in situations to where they didn't even know how to leave. What would be the first steps on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just,
right.
Where do I go? What do I do? So I'm not saying men don't provide today. So to the fellas that's listening, don't hear this. Do not hit me in my inbox. I'm saying, you are male bashing. No, I'm not. I'm saying this is back when, like, when I was growing up, my mother did not work. My daddy took care of the household. That was that. It was understood. Period. Point blank. Nowadays, you got women bringing home the bacon, cooking the bacon, and the husband, he vegan. Whatever. Not my business. I'm just saying. That was like back then, women stayed. And so last night when we were live, I said I had a twist that I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to lie. So Here it is. What if, what would you do if your husband had a baby with another, cheated, had a baby with another woman, and this woman happens to unfortunately pass away?
Woo!
So now,
why the
now
baby
you know why
is still little?
The baby is
like
little.
During the pregnancy?
Like, yes, this is like, it during the pregnancy, you know, he cheated. You find out a baby was made of this cheating, and something happens, and she passes away, and this baby is still here. What do you do?
Lord have mercy. Okay, let's take another caller. Caller with the last four of 4446. I got to think about that. Hold on. Good evening, caller.
Good
you
evening,
tuned
lady.
In. Hey, hey, hey. You tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. We're talking about what would you do if your spouse or significant other had an affair and it produced a baby? What
Girl.
Would you do?
Okay, first of all, I don't think I could, I don't know. I don't think I could stay. Now, I was married, and my husband was a habitual cheater. However, he also had a vasectomy, so no children were coming
cheater.
Out of this.
You said
he was
habitual.
A habitual cheater, baby. He cheated. Oh, God, he cheated. And I stayed. So, but when you talk about babies, that's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole, you brought a whole life into the situation, a whole nother life, an innocent life, actually. That's an innocent life. But you played that clip of Tina Campbell, and
mm-hmm.
I watched Married Men. And you know, I know Tina's whole life was, like, lived out on television, on reality TV. But you got to look under that surface. Tina was still hurt, even though you telling everybody, I forgave him. But you was controlling him, too. You always wanted him in your presence because the trust is gone. You forgot
to
really had to let go. Hello?
Yeah, that trust is gone. Like, I agree.
That trust is gone. And then we have to think, not just the baby. Now you telling me you out there, not only are you having extramarital affairs, you're having unprotected sex.
Well,
not only. Okay,
I was waiting on that
the whole
up.
Life, but let's talk about HIV, AIDS.
Yes.
Now he killing you softly.
Yes, that's my other twist. That was my other twist. What do you do?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
bring your other sick.
I was waiting
you're
on that
not
to
just
come
bring
up.
A whole life. You could bring a whole disease to this relationship.
Now, and
you
now,
know,
got,
and.
Man. That's crazy. No.
Now I got the burning feeling over here, cause you wanted to go out and play. Yeah,
and you didn't play too much.
Yeah, but now about your question, Ayanna, about the if she passed away, baby,
right?
You have to be a saint. You really do, because you have to love that child. That child is innocent, regardless.
Right,
it is.
The child is
absolutely.
Innocent. So, you know, that has nothing to do with the ignorant parents. That's how I look at it. That child is innocent. And if I was in a situation like that, I believe I would truly embrace that child as if it was my own. Because that's the reason why God needed me to protect that child. That's how I would have to look at
that
it.
Too. I would, too. And that's the craziest thing. And I know my co-host going to talk about me on this one. But
I ain't going to talk
in
about
that
you.
Situation, in that situation, I would say because – I think it would be easier to forgive because, again, my whole thing is now you got to keep this woman in my face for every event, this, that, and the third. And I don't have to deal with that aspect anymore. And to me, this child has nothing to do with it. So I do think the forgiveness would come easier in that situation than
mm-hmm.
it would
but
having her.
But when did she die? Y'all done already broke up when you found out she was pregnant.
No, I'm not saying that.
Did
I'm
you?
Saying what if she dies like in childbirth or something like that.
Oh, okay.
If we break up, if we have not broken up, I think that would be easier to forgive and move forward from that perspective. But to your point, if we have broken up, yeah. I mean, we didn't broke up now, so it's all good. But
I know someone who was married, I know someone personally. who was married, her husband cheated on her, had a child. She was served child support papers
on the husband.
The papers came to her house.
For him, though, but not for her.
Yes.
No, when you married, it's based on both y'all income.
I'll be damned.
But they came to the house. The papers came to the house. Now, like I said, you have to be a saint. And she and her husband to this day are very, very much married, very, very much in love. That child is now, I think, 18 years old. The child has been in the house. Child has gone on a family vacation. She embraced the little girl because she too knew that this child is innocent in all of this. Your daddy was an idiot and your mama was a thot. You know, they both was fighting out there. But at the end of the day, this child has nothing to do with that. She just came. It was a blessing for her. She and her husband, if you see them today, you would never know they went through that.
Man,
you got to be a saint, and I tell her all the time, baby, you a saint. She's like, I'm not hard. She said it's very hard, but
okay,
it happened.
No, I'm gonna play another commercial, and then I'm gonna tell y'all my story and how I dealt with it. I was a lot younger, but I was married, so keep listening. Yep, keep listening, everybody.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
All right, everybody, you are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight we are talking about what would you do? What would you do if you were married or in an exclusive relationship and you found out that your significant other or your husband/wife, whatever, had an affair, and in that affair it produced a baby? Now, you all quiet, Ayanna. You ready, right? Because I don't really spill beans like that, but I can. Now,
yeah,
okay.
Go ahead, hit me with it.
Yeah, so I went through this situation, and I really wasn't, you know, when we decided to do this topic, I had placed it so far in the back of my mind that I didn't think about it until, like, today. I was like, well, dang, I was in this situation before, like, many, 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 many years ago. My kid's father, actually, it was probably about 17, almost 18 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, because I had my baby. He's 17 now. I found out about this little baby by somebody else. But I found out about it on a fluke because it was a secret being kept, like, for almost a year. It was a secret from me. Let me put it that way. I ended up moving to Texas because I had no clue that it was a baby involved, but I did know there was something going on because his whole demeanor changed. Like, we couldn't look at each other without arguing. But I later found out that it was because it was the guilt in this whole thing was eating him up, and you were trying to live these two lives, and you were doing everything under the sun to keep me from finding out about this baby. So, I forgot how I found out. I think my ex-father-in-law was doing something shady. I don't know. But anywho, I found out about this baby.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, and I pulled a Tina Campbell. I can't tell y'all what I did because I might still be able to qualify for some jail time. I can't tell. Like, I can't tell you what I did, but I mean, if y'all watched her show and seen what she did, it was something similar to that, and probably about something more. And then I got mad, I got angry, and then I got vindictive towards him and her. And things just went haywire. I mean, to fighting, to now, I got to take a DNA test. But I'm thinking through all the stuff that I was dealing with the him and her and this baby, we didn't stop to realize that, dude, all you had to do was do one thing and you would have realized that this baby wasn't yours. Like, we went through all of this stuff. And then at the end of the day, the baby wasn't his. And I stayed and now by this time the baby is 1 year old. Like, we went through a whole year of foolishness. He took a DNA test. She refused to go take hers. Me calling the state, calling the caseworkers, me, you know, calling her saying, look, if it is his, I'm going to file the baby on my taxes. You know, just being real petty. But I was younger, and I was, like I said, I got real vindictive because how could you? I mean, the girl was she was on welfare. She didn't have an education. In my mind, I'm thinking, you dug down to the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to make you pay. Because I'm in school. I'm working. I already have your kids. You know, we in my mind, I think we're doing, we weren't perfect, but I'm thinking that we were doing okay. So how dare you? You know what I'm saying? How dare you? So because you did, I'm going to take you through so much, but I didn't cheat. And that was the one thing he was expecting me to do, but I didn't do that. But I went through every other emotion, like, don't touch me, I'm not talking to you. And then I didn't know if today was going to be his day or it was going to be her day. All I know is today is a new day, and I got some new stuff for one of y'all, so be ready because it's coming. Because I came full force, and I didn't care. But so
the thing, though, the fact, this is what drives me crazy about what you just said. Here you are, you out here cheating, and this girl say this baby yours. But you got to take a DNA test. So you out here raw dogging with a chick that's out here sleeping with multiple people. So you really
no, she had to take. I requested the DNA test because I'm thinking. I mean, at the time I was like, you know, I'm not great. You know, you get in there. I'm not great letting nobody take my husband. She's just gonna be over there. She's not working. So guess what? Y'all did this, and I'm gonna reap the benefits. Like, I had that attitude. I'm gonna reap the benefits because I'm gonna claim this little baby on my taxes. And you know what I'm saying? So boo-boo, like, jokes on y'all, this, that, and the other, and both of y'all going to get put through hell with me, and try me if you want to. I'm going to shut everything down in your whole world. Like, I was on that type of thing, and I told him, I was like, we ain't doing nothing until you get a DNA test, because he was taking care of the baby for a whole year. He was giving her money. He was paying bills in her house. And then I even went so far to say, whatever you've been giving her, if you give her $60 a week for that baby, I want an extra $120 a week. Just because. I want double whatever you're giving her. So you better go out, find you another job. I don't care if you cut grass, do carts at Kroger's. It don't matter. Whatever you take out of this household to give to her, I need it back double time in this house. Like, I got real petty, real vindictive. I made his life a living hell for an entire year, and it took for her case manager to call her and say, look, we're going to kick you and this baby off of Medicaid if you don't go take this DNA test. Like, I'm bugging everybody. Look, he done took it. He done had his fingerprint. He done did all this. It's down there, blah, blah, blah. She refuses. Like, I went to the extreme. And I still had his DNA test to this day. Because it's my kid's father. And, you know, if it ever comes up again that they have a sister out there, I can be able to let them know, y'all really don't have no sister, because we don't live there anymore in the same state or the same city. So I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, she's saying, well, your daddy is dead. You know what I'm saying? Because I still believe she don't know who the baby's father is, but the test came back 0.00%. Now, when I got proof that the baby was not his, there was something in me that said, you need to walk away. I couldn't stay. I had to leave. Like, it was, I went through all this. You did all this behind my back. You know, everything that happened, it happened for a reason. And people would say, well, the baby's not his. Y'all can start over. It's not that easy. I couldn't find it in myself to forgive him because, like I said, I never cheated on you. I made sure you ate. I had a good household going on, this, that, and the other. And I was putting in my mind birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah. I just, like I said, me, I don't think that I could do it, but I applaud people that do it. But it's not the cheating. It's the cheating and then unprotected. And now we got a whole situation. Like, I just feel like you've changed my entire life, and that's not the life.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. The dynamics of my life, our relationship changed at the moment you decided to cheat.
You just inserted two people into my life, and that's not, like, that's not what the plan was. Like, for real, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's bananas.
Okay, well, look, the phone, we got a few more callers coming in, and I stretched this one. Let me take caller. Oh, shoot. Now, girl, hold on. The phone lines is buzzing. Okay. Mm. I'm going to take caller 4591. Good evening, caller. You're on with Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. We're talking about relationships, and what would you do if your significant other or your spouse had an affair that produced a baby? Could you stay? Mm-hmm. Hello?
The caller ain't paying attention.
I don't know. I'm going to put it back in queue. I'm going to take another caller. Caller with the last four of 7065. Good evening, caller.
Hey, this is Kim.
Hey, Candace.
Kim. Kimberly.
Kim. Kim. Kim Red Velvet Cake. This Kim?
Yes.
Red Velvet. Girl, you are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight we're talking about, you know what we're talking about, because you was on live with us last night. We're talking about what would you do. What would you do, Kim? What would you do? Let us know.
So we didn't have the twist last night with what if he passes away.
Right. That was
so my reply to that was, if I had forgiven him already, knowing a baby was coming, if I had forgiven him, which is highly unlikely, and decided to stay with him, then I would raise the baby, yes. However, that's highly, highly unlikely.
Now, how unlikely is that again, Kim? I just need to make sure we get
highly. Yes, that's more like not going to happen for me.
It's a hard pill to swallow. It's a very hard pill. It's like a horse pill. It's like two horse pills together. Trying to swallow that.
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest, that whole thing, it messes with your womanhood. Like, I'm not good enough. Like, this something you had to go out here and do, and then you wasn't. Yeah, that messes with your psyche.
But it's two factors. You got to deal with the fact that he cheated, and then you cheated, and now there's a baby. So,
someone had just said was, you know, she kept the house up. She kept, you know.
Girl, that was me. I said that. That was me. That was Renita.
Okay.
I just saw
a meme yesterday. Was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pull it up. But it was, oh, gosh. If I can find it, I'm going to have to read it to you. Because it was so true and so.
I just don't think to women. I don't think women of today, my generation and women of today, and like our generation, I don't think none of us is really staying. Like, real talk. I just don't. I don't. And I'm not saying there's not any that wouldn't, but I just think we have more opportunities to exit versus back in the day when they would stay and it would be nothing and, you know, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the meme. Here's the meme. Suck his D. You know, I'm not going to say that. Throw it back. Handle the back shot. Support his dreams. Never give his stuff up. Text him, be safe and have fun when he leaves the house. Ask him if he ate, how was his day, be loyal, show him off, and I guarantee you he's still going to cheat, sis.
Yeah, true. Sounds about right.
You can do all, you can do all, you
do
can
all
be
that.
Damn near perfect.
All
and
that.
If it's in his mind to cheat, he's going to cheat. He's going to find somebody else.
You are absolutely correct. You're
That's
absolutely correct.
That's like, it's not even, but it's, the cheating is forgivable. I'm not saying that the cheating is not forgivable. The cheating is forgivable. But to be out here cheating and being irresponsible in the sense that now you've gotten someone pregnant?
Yeah, that's the stake.
What?
That's the stake in the heart right there. That's the stake
what?
In the heart. Like I said, going through it and living through it myself, I can tell you that killed my marriage. And I got to the point where I don't even want to see you. Like, I tried for a year, and I'm like, dang, I'm in school. I'm working. I really do need help with these four kids. But at the end of the day, I can't do this because now I'm despising you. I'm despising you. Like, I don't even want to be around you, let alone touch you. Like, you're going to have to eat McDonald's dollar menu meals because I'm not cooking for you no more. Like, it got that deep. So, Kim, I'm going to put you back in queue.
Yeah.
However, I still need to send you my address for my red velvet cake.
Well, now, I would say this. I don't fault any woman for staying. I don't fault anyone for staying. If that's what they want to do, I believe people, you know, they have the right to make whatever decision they feel is right for them and their family, their situation, whatever. I just know it wouldn't be me.
What are you saying? Ain't going to be me. I feel you. That couldn't be
I
me.
I left
it
with
couldn't.
A 3-year-old. He's 25 now. I know ain't no need for me staying with nobody.
I understand.
That's crazy, yo.
I'm with you. I do understand. Well, thank you for calling in, Kim, and sharing that with us.
All right.
I'm going to put you back in queue. I hope you continue to listen.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go back to caller with the last 4-4-5-9-1.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. Good evening, caller. You're
hello,
on with,
hello.
Hey, can you hear us now? I figured we was having
hey,
a
hey, hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. This is a very interesting topic, and it's very touchy. It's very, very touchy. The first thing I wanted to do was I want to confront the meme that was just read. Okay.
Okay.
This is polite. This is not no aggressive confronting. But what I will say is, you got to be careful of stuff that you read. Because that type of energy, I completely disagree with that type of energy. Yes, cheating has become a normal thing now because of all these options that we have, and it has really taken effect on the relationship because used to, back in the day, we didn't have social media. We didn't have social media. There was the juke joints where you go down, you meet people, this, that, and the third
that,
or whatever,
right.
But we didn't have social media. Now we got apps, we got plenty of fish, we got freaking Tinder, we got Facebook, we got all these things, Black People Meet, we got all these things that are distractions. Now, what I will say about that meme is that same role can be reversed and put upon a female. That's the reason why I say you always be careful about how you present those memes. Because I had a very close friend of mine, a frat brother of mine, that freaking did all those things for his woman. And she still stepped out on it. You know what I mean? The main focus of it is that you have to make sure that you connect with that person's agenda. Because sometimes we allow people to come into our lives and we have no idea what their agenda is because it's hidden. You know what I mean? You got some people that they will make it seem like, oh, my God, I'm Prince Charming from The Crown. And then you have some women that say, man, I am Queen Sheba, you know, and she fits everything that you want, or he fits everything that you want, when in all actuality, their agenda is only to obtain what they can get from you. It's like it's parasitic behavior, mm-hmm. and you don't know it until you're sucked dry. Right. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that women have. It's called an intuition. I love that. I love about an intuition.
Yes.
I love that about a woman. And also, you know, men, we have a very discerning spirit if we connected ourselves spiritually. But anyway, the word no comes to my mind like so big in bold-faced letters, no. And I know this is a slight deviation from the topic, but if you begin to tell somebody that is after you know about the things that they are persistent asking you for, like say money, say freaking sex, say favors, say a ride, all these things, if you start to tell people no, they will expose their agenda. A no will dig a freaking agenda up so quick because here comes the attitude. Now, if you really want me telling you no is not going to make you turn against me. Me telling you no means that now you have to channel into an understanding. Okay, well, I understand. Maybe you can't do this, but okay, so could you help me figure out something? You know what I'm saying? And now that direct assistance isn't there, so you understand that there is a true connection with you and that individual. So if you tell them no every now and again, ladies, you might be able to weed through the bull crap, and men too. Now, as far as cheating, and infidelity is a big thing because for me, it's a big thing because of how much it takes to cheat. See, everybody's talking about the act, but how much it takes to cheat. I'm talking about the deception, the lies, the hiding of the cell phone, the locking of the cell phone, all these things, the time, the gaps that's going on, the times like, say, baby, I'm going to Walmart. Girl, I'm going to get my nails done, but it took you 3 hours to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Or 5 hours to do it, you know, because sometimes at the nail salon, it might take a little longer. You understand? So these are the things that really makes infidelity a really big issue because of how much you have to adjust to you and your mate's connection in order to be able to cheat in the first place, especially if you're living in the same household. So for me, if my woman went out and she got pregnant, and knowing how much I want another child, and she got pregnant and came to find out that the baby that I was thinking was mine was not mine, I'm going to tell you something. It would take God himself to come down on the throne and say, hey, Ace, guess what, buddy? This is who I sent to you. This is what I have going on and for you, and then I will still receive her. But outside of that, because I know the deception, I know the betrayal, I'll be like, you know what? I've been gone. I will holler at you, for real. I'm talking about, remember that old song, Keep On Walking, I Ain't Talking To You Anymore.
Yeah,
you know that song?
Yeah, that's it. I remember that. But let me tell you, I think it would, when we talk about the men, what the men would do, every man that I've talked to since we went live last night has said the same thing. And I think with women, it's more emotional. With men, it's more ego. Am I wrong, y'all?
No. Oh, yeah, you are so wrong on that. Can I speak on that right quick?
Let's speak about it. Talk about it.
I don't think that it's ego because for me, I'm a lover. Like, I love to love. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men don't really know how to articulate their emotion, so it may come off as some type of egotistical bullcrap. Okay, my queen cheated on me. Now she's defiled, that type of thing, which in all actuality, when we look at her, we look at purity. We look at, oh my God, like she compliments every aspect of me. So if she's supposed to be complimenting every aspect of me and our essence are supposed to be intertwined, then to see her, it's like after she cheated, it's like we don't mesh anymore. You know?
She's not,
it hurts.
Like that
it's
no
like
more.
A,
I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
right?
It's like I'm talking about, you know that cry when it, when you hurt in the pit of your stomach when you're crying? Like, that's how we feel.
Yeah,
y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the can't catch your breath cry. It's the I get it.
I don't think any man would say.
I do think when it comes down to it, as crazy as it's going to sound, I do think a woman would stay before a man. I do think that. But
I stayed after cheating before. But not after a baby.
I'm not saying after cheating. I'm saying where a baby comes in into play. I think that. I think men are more likely to leave on that. But again, it is because there is a constant reminder in the household. When that man is there, he has not a moment to not think about it because that child is right there.
It's the same thing on a woman's end. 9 times out of 10, the only reason why a woman would actually stay is for one reason. Either she was devout in her faith, for two, she's dependent on that man for monetary reasons or living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And there, so there's a dependency there, and then that kind of trickles into abuse in a relationship, too. So never allow yourself to be the person that you're in a relationship with. That's a completely different discussion. But that's another reason why that's another reason why women would stay. I do not think that a woman in her right mind, notice I said right mind, and I clarify that because I know somebody probably listening like, I know he did not.
No, I agree with
you.
You
know it.
I'm
getting so many text messages about
I don't think a woman in her right mind would stay. And the reason why I say right mind is because a queen is going to be focused on her dreams. She's going to be focused on her man's dreams. She's going to be focused on achieving her goals, and she's going to be focused on family, her family, not his family. His freaking what's the word I'm looking for?
Say it again.
What's his freaking his little adventures? His Rolling Stone adventures, child. His illegitimate child. There it is. The illegitimate.
There it is.
So you know, she's not gonna be focused on the illegitimate things. A queen is going to be focused on her dreams, her goals, and her family, meaning raising up her kingdom. So. And whenever you bring in something illegitimate in that mix, it throws her off. And it's just like, oh, so now you're making me accept this? Oh, no, baby. This not going to happen. This not going to happen. So I think a woman in her right mind wouldn't stay.
Look, you got me. I'm replying on Facebook. I'm replying to text messages on my phone.
Somebody.
Ace, you get on here and stir the pot. Like the big, we got a big chili pot on this one. You get on here and just stir the pot, but I love it. And you're right. Because I'm telling you, I thought I was in my right mind. Then I thought I was losing my mind. And then I thought, in order for me to get my mind back, I need to cut this foolishness out. Because when I tell you, I took them through hell. Let me cut this foolishness out so I can get my mind back on track on what I was doing in the beginning. And honey, I couldn't stay. And I don't think no matter how hard you try, and we had a caller that called in a little earlier that said, you know, that her friend got the child support papers in the mail and for some, you know, way she stayed. I'm proud of that. You know, I applaud them for that. But if it was me, I'll be putting a little extra salt in this food still 18, 25 years later. Like, you got high blood pressure. I'm got more than salt for days. Like, I don't know. That would just eat at me every day. Every day.
I can imagine.
Hmm.
Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely can. Then we're going to take another commercial. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to speak to the women that have stayed, all right? And the reason why I say that is because I completely disagree with you staying, but if in your heart you are staying, then ultimately that is your choice, okay? But what I will say is don't you dare think just because that man stepped outside of your relationship that affected your worth. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times women forget their worth. They forget their value, and I'm talking about as life, period, as being God-born queens, point-blank, period. They forget that value when a man freaking defiles their relationship. And I want to tell you, his mess up, his freaking hiccup, his betrayal, all of that does not affect your value. So, and it's
Amen.
A self-esteem issue whenever it comes to women. A lot of times when they see their man, like, oh, my God. Like, I even heard one of you guys say it, like, dang, I'm not enough. The devil is a lie. No, what it is
that
you weren't there for him. You weren't there for him. That means that if he is greedy, no matter who you were, it wouldn't be enough. You understand what I'm saying? So you are enough for your king. And that person,
absolutely.
That person, you may have just laid with a peasant. You may have just laid with a peasant and thought that you had a king.
Maybe.
You understand? So that's all I'm saying. I don't want anybody to hear. I'm sorry. You know how I get. But I don't want anybody in here that has stayed to be staying just because you feel as if that this is what you deserve. Because maybe you made mistakes in your relationship in the beginning, and now he's making a mistake, and here comes a baby. Don't you dare stay because you feel as if you are, this is what you deserve.
This is what you deserve because you made a mistake earlier. So this is the payback, and now we even. No, it wasn't nothing even about that.
No,
it wasn't nothing even about that.
That's right, girl. You better tell them to kick rock and keep on getting.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what I did. I had to get back on my little soapbox and be like, you know what? I'm the bomb. Because, it take you through it. It take you through that, especially if it's somebody that you've been with since, you know, your teenage years and you got kids by them. And, hell, you're married. Like, it just does something to you physically and mentally as a woman. But then you have to I had to pick myself back up by my bootstraps. And be like, oh, I'm fine as hell. I don't know what I'm thinking, but, dude, I'm going to have to go ahead and cut you loose and let you go and do you. And I'm going to keep on going forward. And it's somebody out there for me that's going to love me and these kids. However, whoever you get with, they're going to have to help you take care of your kids because this is the way it goes. But you're absolutely correct. You have all those emotions, but at some point in time, you got to just look in the mirror and say, look, I'm better than this. I don't have to take this. It's somebody out here that's going to be loyal to me. I don't have to worry about this situation with somebody else because I've always, I mean, this is just me. In my mind, I'd be like, if he cheated once and he going to do it again, I don't want to go through this again. So let me skate. Like
man,
the man on the way with the little bitty drawers on.
I'm out.
Let's play a commercial, Ayana.
Gotta pay
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
All right, Ayana.
Yes.
Woo, child. Ace got on here, girl. Tell it like it was, like a TIT is. I'm going to tell it like a TIT is.
What did he say? Wait, he said you wasn't sleeping with a king. That was a peasant. You understand
no,
it? Cause that.
Girl, look, God rest his soul. However, I had to escape.
Yeah, but you know what? But the thing is that you had to come to the realization of that. And I think that that is the key in any situation, is that you have to, once the situation is then put in front of you, you have to make that decision. That's just point blank, period. And now here's the thing. I feel like as women or men that's in that situation, once you make that decision, you have to understand that that's the decision that you made and you have to stand by it. So don't
be like, I'm leaving you, I'm gone, but you still coming back, still angry, we still fight. No, you gone. Let's be gone and be done. Let's not do
yeah, let's
back
call
and forth.
It a day.
Right, let's
call it
a
day.
That is probably
and I
the
felt
hardest
that.
Part because that's hard because you still have feelings for this person. You still got feelings for this person. You know what I'm saying? You didn't immediately, they told you that information and bam, you stopped loving them. No, you still have feelings for them.
Right.
But I think as anybody, when you take that stance, you got to stand by that stance. And that's the decision that you made and be, whoop,
and be and be happy with it and live with it.
Yep.
So, yeah, and plus I got tired of being foolish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got tired of the foolishness. And then after
right.
after the DNA test came back and it was negative 0.00, I'm thinking I went through all this foolishness and the baby ain't even his. So I went
right.
through all of this, money being taken out of my household, out of my kids' mouth, the ones that you know is yours because they look just like you.
Right.
That's and
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I went through all that and at the end of the day I had to just sit down and shake all that off and say, I can't do this no more. Like, I don't ever want to go through this situation ever again in life. And if I continue to stay, there's a good possibility that I might. Now, I know what I done went through for this whole year. Next time, I might
right.
be in prison. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't want to, I don't want to do it no more. So let me get back to where I was before all this happened. And get back on point, get my mind right, quit all the foolishness. Y'all do what y'all going to do because I'm going to walk away and I'm going to leave all this. And I'm going to, you know, try to be the best single mama that I can be. Because that was the scary thing. Like, I'm sitting here, I got four kids. Like, who, you know what I'm saying? I'm beautiful, but who the hell won't be bothered with me and four kids?
Yeah.
So.
It was
a situation. It was something to think about, talk about, go through. You know, I think it made me a better person, made me open my eyes. I was able to see, you know, things in other relationships. Not that I brought that baggage, but I was able to notice when things were starting to go wrong in other relationships. And, you know,
right.
It taught me how to smell the BS. I could tell you that. I'll put it that way. It taught me how to smell the BS. So
but
that I
like,
wouldn't
like
be in a position to have to deal with that all
intuition.
Over.
It was your intuition. You know what I'm saying? Like
women's
that,
intuition.
Man, let me tell you something. That right there is a light that should never, ever, ever go out.
It ain't going
never.
Nowhere. I think God gave us this intuition just because it stops a lot of stuff from going on. Like even in other situations and not just relationships. That women's intuition is something serious. And he hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Yeah. And it's not and like you said, and like a couple other callers said, as women though, you gotta know it really and I think we've said this in other shows, cheating it's not always about that woman. It's not about that man or that woman that's being cheated on. It's not always about them. You know what I'm saying? It's that person, that individual person has something about them that's making them feel that this is okay. Or even falling victim to it, because let's just be honest, we did the side chick show, so it's some women out here that seek out these people in relationships. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but
right. And temptation is whoo.
We're like, oh, he was in my DMs, really?
Right.
Really?
Because Facebook
like,
is the new blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah,
I swear.
But you still gotta ask. He was in your DMs. How did he get out your DMs? And y'all got into
your bed?
Like what? Right. How did that happen? Because that wasn't just in the DMs. Really, seriously, like, come on.
There's some more things happen other than a DM.
Girl, did it.
But okay, our hot topic tonight, very, very, very hot. So y'all listen in next week for an even hotter topic. I want to thank all the callers that called in, everybody who's listening in online, and those that are on Facebook still going back and forth on the post. Appreciate every last one of y'all. Right, jump in there, Ayanna, because I've been trying to do all of this. So jump in on that one and get in on that conversation. But I want to wish everybody a good night. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.